There was a company in California in the 80s that had a dating service whereby you would submit a VHS tape submission and application, and they would pair you up with people to help people try to date.
What's VHS?
Tapes, you know, from the 80s. Did you have to go somewhere to do it? Like, they had their own studio?
They had, like, a recording studio, for sure, because the backgrounds look the same in, like, all of them.
Say, hi, I'm here for the date.
Yeah. And so they would put them out there, and they'd try to match people up. Well, whoever owned the company or somebody came across these tapes and they put them online, and there's, like, there's literally hundreds of them.
We need to post them, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And they are very special. And it shows that things just don't change with as far as some of the problems they mention in dating. Here is episode one of VHS Dating.
I'm Tina Terranova. I don't know about love at first sight. I mean, come on. I am an M80 firecracker with generous hips.
Whoa.
Out the gate.
Generous hips.
Generous hips. Okay. And by the way, they're dressed 80s-tastic.
To the max.
Huge blonde hair. You know, the bright colors.
Aquanet.
What's shaking? I'm Tina Terranova. I don't know about love at first sight. I mean, come on. Can we be realistic here? I'm not going to settle. Look around. Everybody settled. My best quality is my unwavering allegiance to myself.
Well, that's good.
Okay. I know who I am. If you don't, or you...
Does she sound like a lot of fun?
Yeah.
I don't think she smiles once in the video.
She's the one. So, like, this is still the same one.
Same lady.
With the generous hips.
We're just doing one a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't figure it out. I'm not a great sleeper. I do a lot of horse kicks in the night.
That sounds like the worst.
So you're going to have to be patient. Other than that, I'm friggin' great.
Okay.
Have I ever been in love? Sure.
She's like, nonsense.
I guess.
Sure.
Right.
I guess. I do the horse kicks at night. I have generous hips. What do you want from
She's
me?
She's like, I don't know. You tell me.
You like me or not? Like, can we get to... You know, okay.
I don't like when guys are too talkity-talkity with a waitress. Mm. I find it revolting. Don't
revolting?
What is she offering for the guy?
I don't know.
It's a bunch of stuff that I would be like, okay, everything that you just offered, there's nothing positive. At least outweigh the positive.
Right.
Everything's negative.
Her generous hips.
Yeah.
The hips.
Her horse kicks at night when she's sleeping. Yeah, you're right, Jason. Extremely negative.
I mean, what?
I don't know.
There's nothing like, who the hell wants to go to bed with a girl that horse kicks?
Not
right.
Me.
That's like, you ever been in love?
Sure.
I don't like guys that are talkity-talkity with the waitress.
I would feel like I'm on eggshells the whole time.
I know. Like, she's just waiting for you to make a mistake.
Call her honey. Act like a human being. I don't like it if you want things from me.
Everything she's saying, she doesn't like.
Like what, love?
Yeah, you don't want things from you. That's a relationship.
Right.
There's going to be a give and take.
Gosh.
Hmm.
Period. Do I believe in God? I mean,
Jason.
No, this girl. First of all, I'm married.
I know, but so, do you believe in God? She's like,
I mean,
ugh.
In the 80s.
I would
back
never.
In the 80s.
She's just everything about her is what she doesn't like and she doesn't want from you.
It's very interesting that she is skewing negative.
I mean, can't she be like, hey, this is what I enjoy doing. I like to get to know the people. You could say a couple of things.
Yeah.
And some of them are that way where they're more positive. She's just not. We'll kick it off with this lady.
This is the kind of conversation I'm going to have on a date. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do.
Ugh.
I'm going to excuse myself to go to the loo. I'm going to sneak out the back door of the restaurant, and I'm going to hitchhike to a water park. I don't want to talk about God with anybody. That's why I didn't have kids.
My God.
What a catch.
Nobody actually.
These are real, by the way. This has been verified.
Is
these are real. Hitchhike to a water park.
Why a water park?
They're in California. Maybe it's, I don't know.
It's more fun than talking about God, I guess, is what she's saying.
That's why I didn't have kids.
Which, if you did, you'd put your odds of going to a water park are way higher.
Did we confirm whether somebody actually said yes to her?
No, we don't. We don't know any of these things. This lady now, I'm guessing, well, it's hard in the 80s to know how old they were. I would say she was late 30s.
You see the video?
Oh, yeah.
All right, is she hot or not?
I mean, for 80s.
Did you find it?
Yeah, she's got
generous hips.
The total 80s, huge blonde hair, big metallic jewelry.
40?
Yeah.
Mid 40s?
Yeah.
So right now, she'd probably be 80 something.
I think.
This is crazy.
Did you find love?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you think, Jason? I mean, I don't think you would
think. She's got the frosted lip.
Yeah.
Hell No, on earth.
Yeah.
And
but
she
you're
just,
looking through the...
I'm not. I mean, I know a lot of 80s look. But I will tell you this. That girl comes across as like RBF is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Attitude's coming. And you already hear it in her personality. What guy on the face of the planet would ever say, she's a good one. I'm going to go out with her.
That sounds fun.
She could be a keeper.
Yeah.
No.
And you're like worried about anything you might say might like really make her mad.
Just set her off. I would pass.
Yeah, she's a hard pass. What do you think,
no,
Matt?
Nothing fun.
I haven't seen her.
No, I mean, just the what based on what
she
said.
She's funny. I'd go out with her just to talk to her.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I think she'd be a hoot to hang out with. I wouldn't want to sleep with her.
The only thing I'd want to do with her is people watch with her.
Sure.
I guarantee she's a good trash talker.
Oh, totally.
Like, look at that loser. Oh, they probably believe in God.
I love how she's like, sure.
Sure, whatever. So I have episode 2 tomorrow. There is there's men and women.
Perfect.
And the men are just as cringe and bizarre as the women. It's just they're all different types, but this is gold to me. It's just like so interesting.